How we doing? Congratulations, I've made it to episode 5. Don't mind the blister on my finger. I was working on my sister's new house last weekend and got a blister on my finger. It's cool. Thanks for sharing these episodes with me. Thanks for listening or watching or doing whatever you're doing with them. It's been pretty cool so far. I think I'm getting the hang of it. I think I'm getting a groove going. We're back to recording Thursday nights now. Got about a week and a half before my next marathon, which will be the Walkway Marathon in Poughkeepsie, New York. It starts on the campus of lovely Marist University. I know one, maybe two people who went to Marist. I don't know. I know people that went to Marist. I played rugby against Marist. Played rugby against Marist. And... And yeah, so, you know, upstate New York, Poughkeepsie. It's not really that upstate, but it's upstate enough. Because anything north of New York City is upstate to me. This is the way that it is. Most people in New York City, same thing. Anything north of New York City, upstate New York. So, that'll be fun. It'll be cool. I've decided August I'm going to run, I think I already went over this, I'm going to run the Self-Transcendence Marathon in Nyack, New York, which is just around the Tappan Zee Bridge. That's going to be cool. I am in day 4, going on day 5 of the 30-day men's yoga challenge with Raghunath, who used to be known as Ray Capo. Was in bands, fronted bands such as Youth of Today and Shelter and all sorts of cool bands. I never really got that into Youth of Today because I was never straight edge. My friends were all straight edge. My friends were all vegetarian. And they really got into that whole thing, and they never judged me or were nasty about the fact. I mean, yeah, we used to joke. We'd make jokes back and forth. Some of my friends who are watching this were not straight edge, were not vegans. And, you know, we would all go back and forth and make jokes and, you know, we're punks. What do you want? Right? I mean, we're going to be punks. But it's very cool. I've never done yoga before. I realize I am not flexible at all. I'm hoping that by the end of 30 days I will be there because I am a mess with most of these things. I cannot breathe through my nose regularly. I've been trying very hard to teach myself to breathe through my nose deeply. And the problem is that I broke my nose in college. I've never had it repaired. I'm against surgically repairing things. If I don't absolutely have to, I'm not getting things changed or removed. It's just the way that I am. I don't see the purpose. I got my wisdom teeth removed because I had to have my wisdom teeth removed because they were getting infected and they were causing pain. And so out came the wisdom teeth all 4 at once. And up until I did something stupid, no pain at all, actually. I think I have a very high threshold for pain, but... Basically, I didn't have a bed at the time. I was at home from college, and I didn't have a bed. And I was sleeping on an air mattress. And somebody in my house, who will remain nameless, who's my little brother, was walking around the house in his boots. And he was walking wherever he wanted, and for whatever reason, he went into my room and walked across the air mattress, and his boots caused enough pressure differential to deflate the mattress a bit. So one night, I went to blow it up while my wounds were still fresh, and lots of pain ensued. It's a condition called dry socket. Some of you may have experienced it before. It is not fun. It is very, very painful, because basically, the nerve endings that are down in your jaw are completely exposed at that point, and they don't like hitting air, and it was, oh my God. I cannot begin to describe the pain. It actually made me take a Tylenol with codeine, where I found out that I cannot take Tylenol with codeine because it makes me vomit. I've never been a heavy drug user, and I never will be a heavy drug user because Tylenol with codeine makes me vomit. And it's not pleasant, like, oh, look, a little throw up. It's like, it was so horrible. It was the worst thing I have ever experienced in my life as far as vomiting went. It was violent, painful, horrible stomach cramp-inducing vomiting from taking Tylenol with codeine. It's not like they gave me something, you know, serious. Tylenol with codeine, that was it. No more. No opiates. None of that crap. I will never take. If I take an Advil or I take an Aleve, one, I'm in serious, serious pain if I'm doing that. And two, I'm not happy about it because I even hate taking those. Because even that makes my stomach uncomfortable. It really bothers me. And I can eat really hot foods. I mean really, really hot foods I eat. You know, ghost chili salsa. Like it was going out of style. I don't think it was ever in style, but that's besides the point. I mean, some people would take a little taste because, oh, look, I'm eating it. But I mean, like, I scoop it and eat it, and I'm good. I like spicy food, and I'm good with that. But for whatever reason, painkillers cause me more problems than they're worth. And actually, I think that's why I do so much of the hot pepper and stuff, because that is a natural painkiller, and even though it's much weaker, does the trick for me. So, anyway. So, Self-Transcendence Marathon Yoga Challenge happening, which is cool. I'm down to 180. I was 180 this morning, so I've lost 14 pounds since I got my scale, and I got 15 more to go, and I'll be relaxed, and I'll be happy, I'll be good. I think 165 is a good weight for me, my build, to be running around for miles at a time in relative ease. And comfort. I mean, relative ease and comfort, because let's face it, you know, every mile is a challenge, every mile is tough. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're out doing 5Ks, it doesn't matter if you're out doing 10Ks, you're out doing half marathons, marathons, ultras. Every mile has its own challenge. Everything in this world is its own challenge. And the difference always is, and we're going to get way into this in a little bit. The difference always is your relative position on the comfort scale. Okay, whether it be pain scale or, you know, coping with bad stuff scale or whatever, whatever your scale, wherever you are on whatever scale that you is pertinent to your situation, it's always relative. I don't want to get too much into really sad stuff per se, but I've noticed that people who tend to have it easier in life, you know, what a lot of people will look at as easier in life, when really bad stuff ends up happening, they, one, have a very bad time coping with it. They, two, have very severe and bad reactions to it. Often, you know, damaging themselves or others in the process because they just can't cope. Because on the scale, they're pretty much on the low end. So when something really bad happens to them, they have a lot of ground to make up. Whereas people that have pretty much struggled, when something really bad happens, they're like, eh, you know, oh well, par for the course. And they can cope much easier with it. But I never diminish anyone's pain or suffering. Anyone that says that they're in pain, whether you think that they deserve to say that or not, the fact is that they're legitimately saying that. Okay, and they're not just being a drama llama. And you can tell when people are being drama llama. Drama llama, TM. I don't know if anyone else has that trademarked or if, you know, whatever, but I don't know. I like it. It's fun to say. I like llamas. That's random. But, so, as long as, you know, the pain is whatever it is, and they say, I'm in pain, I need help, or I'm in pain, leave me alone, or I'm in pain, whatever, and whatever the pain is, it doesn't have to be actual pain. It can be, you know, any sort of trauma or whatever. If they're saying that, then it's true. And it doesn't matter what your opinion of it is. Okay? And all this ends up tying in. Trust me. Because I'm going to talk a little bit about Caitlyn Jenner, because I've been having to hear about it. And, okay, here's the thing. Might as well just jump right into it. It's Caitlyn Jenner. Bruce Jenner won a decathlon gold medal in the 1976 Olympics, I think it was, or whatever. I don't know. I wasn't alive. Caitlyn Jenner also won it, because that's who she is now. That's it. Okay? Doesn't matter what your opinion of it is. It doesn't matter what your opinion of whatever award she's being given is, because she's going to get the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage or whatever, and people are like, oh, well, what about this person? What about that person? Well, first off, Caitlyn Jenner is an athlete. Okay? Olympic gold medalist. End of. So, yes, deserving of sports awards. Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, was on Wheatie boxes before most of us were born. Okay? World-class athlete. End of argument there. Courage is the word that's being, well, so-and-so is more courageous because they did this and they did that. Well, yeah. She's a one percenter. Set. Was a gold medalist. Then parlayed that into speaking engagements and all sorts of endorsement deals and everything. Made lots of money. Lots of business savvy. Does not have to worry about it. Can go out, buy model helicopters, and enjoy life like that. That's cool. Married the Kardashians. I can't stand any of them. I really can't. There's nothing redeeming, as far as I'm concerned, about any of them. The 5 minutes of that show that I've watched kind of made me sick to my stomach, much like taking a painkiller. Yeah, I'm going to ignore that whole mess. But here's the thing, right? I've been seeing these internet memes of soldiers doing soldierly things and sometimes, you know, set up shots of people that look like soldiers doing soldierly things and be like, well, this is real courage. Well, if you think that the only way someone can go show courage, show bravery, is by throwing on a uniform, taking a weapon, and killing other people, you have no idea what courage or bravery even means. And I say that with all due respect to all of my friends who have served in the military and done all that stuff. They know how I feel about the military. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of nation states to begin with. That's a whole different story. But doing all this was a risk for Caitlyn Jenner. Endorsement deals, all that money, the reputation that has been built over a lifetime of being a world-class athlete, and particularly the fact that, I mean, you're a male athlete, you are a manly man, and you jump higher and run faster and you know, whatever your sport is, you catch better, whatever. I don't care, right? Whatever. Whatever you do, you are the top. You are the best. You are a shining example. You are Michelangelo's David come to life. You are this god in our society because you are an athlete. You are all that is man. And he put that all on the, she put that all on the line and said, you know what? This is who I am. So, my opinion, your opinion, everybody else's opinion, doesn't matter. And anyone that's saying that what Caitlyn Jenner did isn't courageous and there are other people who are more courageous, you know what? Once again, relative scale. And given the level of the scale where Caitlyn Jenner is, that was a very courageous thing to do. End of. It's very courageous. That's that. Okay? And it's not diminishing anything that anyone else has done or contributed or anything like that. This is a sports thing. It's a sports award being given to an athlete who did exactly what is said to be done on the award. And that's it. They lived up to the award. They happen to be the most high-profile person award shows are popularity contests to begin with. Okay? Award shows are popularity contests. That is what they are. More often than not, the most popular person wins the award. The exception probably being Beck, who was only being given an award on this album because it was good enough to be considered when he should have won it ages ago for Odelay. Once again, this all ties into the Kardashians, go figure. He should have won it for Odelay. He didn't. It's the music industry that votes on this stuff. All the artists and the producers and everyone votes on it anyway. And they were like, you know what? We'll give it to Beck this time around. Beyonce already has hers because she already has one. All right, it's not like she's never been recognized. And so, you know, they just gave it to him. Whatever. Award shows are bullshit anyway. I mean, that's the thing. Everyone gets all worked up over award shows. They are crap. They are whatever industry patting themselves on the back for having a great year and making a lot of money off of you. And then they're selling their award show to you. They're making more money off of you by giving each other fake awards that mean absolutely nothing. And they do. They mean nothing. Because it's the industry voting on the award. And even the People's Choice type awards things, like MTV does, like they have some voting, and Nickelodeon has some voting, and there's actually one called the People's Choice Awards, which I guess have some voting, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's still going to the most popular person. And at the end of the day, it's just whoever making money advertising stuff for you to buy. That's the point of award shows. Here's a product. You should go check it out. Whether it be a movie or an album or a Broadway show or whatever their sponsors are selling you, whatever it is, that's all it is. So why are you getting upset about it? What is wrong with you that that's what you have to worry about? You have a lot bigger things to worry about in this world. You have poverty, you have famine, you have your own issues, you have bills, you have taxes, you have where you're going to get food from, you need water, you need electricity, you need heat, you need cooling, you need so much stuff in your life. Do you really need to worry about celebrities? Do you really need to worry about award shows? No, I don't think that you do. I try not to. The only reason I touched on any of this stuff is because it's been on my feed, like constantly in my face. And the fact is that I had something to say about it because, you know, we're all the same. And I mean that in the most basic possible sense. I watch a lot of Alan Watts presentations and things like that. And the basic premise is, if you've seen Star Wars, Yoda sits there and he says, you know, there's an energy that binds everything, blah, 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 between you, me, the rock, the tree, this, the that, the that. Right? All very mystical. Ooh, there's an energy binding everything together. Yes and no. There's an energy. And it's not just binding everything together. You're not separate from it. I'm not separate from it. We are it. We are it. The camera that I'm recording this on is it. The computer you're going to watch this on is it. The iPod you're going to listen to it on is it. All the same energy. Albert Einstein said, everything is energy vibrating at a specific frequency. 100% true. I believe that this means that each one of us are the same. We're all the same energy. Regardless of our expression of self. Doesn't matter what the expression of self is. Doesn't matter what I look like. Doesn't matter my abilities. Doesn't matter my, you know, physical, mental, any sort of anything. Okay? We're all on a basic plane, the same. Whatever the physical, man, woman, child, old person, gay person, straight person, transsexual person, pansexual, I don't know. Whatever. whatever the expression of what you think you are is, it's no different. I am Caitlyn Jenner. You are Caitlyn Jenner. We all are. Okay? So, it's all the same. Okay? And so how can you ever judge anyone except for how you judge yourself? Because we're all the biggest criminal in the world, okay, the most reviled person in the world, yes, absolutely, keep them away from society, whatever, until they either learn their lesson or die a natural death or whatever. But don't ever for a second think that you're better than they are, because you're the same as they are. It's just a different expression of the same energy. And this is all kind of really heavy, but at the end of the day, I don't want to, you know, I always want to try and be uplifting. I always want to help people. I always want people to do better when, you know, whatever they need help with, I want to help them with. That's just who I am. You know, when I get complimented like I did at Vermont City for being so positive during race, it's like the best thing someone can say to me. Not only that, but when people just out of the blue are very supportive of me, it makes me feel really good. A very close friend of mine left me a note at work to remember to smile because, quote, you're awesome. So, it was very sweet. It was very kind. I thanked her profusely. It was very cool. You know, it just makes, you know, because when you look at everyone as being the same as you, how can you not want to help them? How can you not want to do whatever you can for those people, right? So, and then it spreads. And when people give it back, it's very cool. When my friends came up for, or came down for the New Jersey Marathon, my friends who lived in New Jersey, they had a sign that says, you know, actually, it's right over there and I can't read it right now. And it would be rude for me to leave camera and come back. But basically, the gist of it is, go Chris, we love you. Okay. And that was very, very cool. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate stuff like that. Because, you know, it's huge. It's the recognition that here's this person and they deserve support. You know, and I extend it to everyone. Everyone that comes to me legitimately looking for help, I'm going to help them. People that are illegitimately looking for help, because I'm not a rube, I'm not going to help them. I'm going to be very leery of people that ask immediately for something. You know, and certainly stay away from Nigerian princes. Okay. But, so, that's all that. Okay. So I don't see myself as any different. I don't see myself as any better. I don't see myself as any worse. I just am me. I try to be the best me that I can be. And I try to make everyone around me feel supported and loved and give them the opportunity to be the best them they can be. And with that, I feel like we're all meant to explore and in different ways. And I think that's the meaning of humanity, is to explore and learn and get to know ourselves by knowing the universe, because we are the universe. We are that energy. The universe is all energy. So that's that. Other than that, let's change subjects, because this is all getting too heavy. I've had a big week so far. I give blood. I always give blood because you save up to 3 lives when you give a pint of blood, so go give a pint of blood if you haven't already. If you're not eligible to give a pint of blood, that's fine. So you have like something, you ever had like hepatitis, or you know, you have some sort of other bloodborne illness or something like that, or you know, some parasites, you're not allowed to give blood. I forget what they're called. There's all sorts of different things. So if you're exempt and you're not supposed to give, don't give, please. But if you can give, go give blood. Okay? Just go out there, go to your local Red Cross or whatever, go to a local hospital, whatever, call them up, say, hey, when are you doing blood donations? And go and give blood. Because one pint saves up to 3 lives. You know, and really, is there anything better that you can do? I don't care where my blood goes. I don't care whose life it saves. I care that it saves lives. I am O positive, so I can give to just about everyone except for negative people. And so it ends up that my blood is really in demand. It is also the most common blood type in the world. So, but that's the blood that they always need. So, because it's so common. So I go and I give, and I do it regularly, and I will continue to do it regularly until I cannot do it anymore. And I encourage every single person to go out and give blood. And if you absolutely can't give blood, that's fine. I know people that legitimately cannot give blood. Their veins are too small. They've had some sort of positive test for some sort of bloodborne illness that they are no longer allowed to give blood. That's okay. Everybody else, no excuse. You don't have to look at the needle. You can distract yourself. You can avert your eyes. I always take a picture. If you follow the actual blog, you will see pictures of a needle in my arm and blood coming out of it. Fair warning, if you're not good with blood, you're not good with needles sticking in people's arms, do not go to my blog and see that. Just avoid that post, please. I don't need any complaints about people passing out because they looked at something on the web. Okay. And frankly, if you're that squeamish, I don't think you should be on the internet in the first place. But, so I did that. My personal little news, my house, sheetrock, will be coming this coming week. Should be done with sheetrock by the end of the week. Then floors and cabinets and such, and an inspection for, you know, occupancy and make sure that everything's okay and the fire department and fire inspector is ready for us to get back in. And then we could actually move back into my house, which it's been almost a year and I need it, severely need to be back in that house for a little bit. So before I get to start my next great adventure. So that's getting close. So yoga, giving blood, house coming along, got some running in, have new shoes. New shoes, let me tell you something. New shoes are the best thing you can ever do. Treat your feet right, they'll treat you right. New shoes every 500 miles or so. You got to figure out whatever shoe you're comfortable using, you got to figure out what the limit is for you. Whatever insole, if you need an insole, whatever insole is good for you, figure it out. Figure out how many miles you get out of that. Stick to it. Whatever you do, stick to it. Stick to that mileage, because if you don't, you will have problems. You will have pain. You will not like running. You will not want to run anymore. So treat your feet right, whatever the cost, whatever it is. You know, as I said, I've used the New Balance 940s now. They're made in the U.S. They're made in Massachusetts. I use the Superfeet insoles. It works for me. It's a combination that works for me with my particular feet, my pronation problems, and all that. So, spend the money, get the right shoes, do it right, and you'll never have a complaint. Simple as that. These new ones, now that they have no miles on them, feel like I'm running on fresh legs. Like I've rested for like 2 months and started running again. I put 10 miles on them so far. I'm going to put another 25 miles on them by the end of Sunday. Then I'm shutting it down until the 13th for the marathon. I'm going to rest up, have fresh legs, fresh broken in shoes. And I'm going to go out there. And I'm going to do my damnedest. I do not know what the course is like. So I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, every time I go out, I'm hoping to PR. I never do. Not since Philadelphia. And but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to PR. I'm going to try and cut down to get to that 4 hours sometime before the end of the year. We'll see what happens. Who knows? Other than that, the other big thing is this is a U.S. passport. This is an Italian passport. Both of them have my name. Both of them have my likeness. Although it's kind of funny. I was much... Here, got to kind of hide all this. I was much fatter there. And than I am now. I mean, obviously you can see now the difference. This is my receipt to enter Argentina whenever I want. You have to pay a fee if you're an American citizen. You have to pay a reciprocity fee to enter Argentina. It's good for 10 years. It's $150. Dollars, not pesos. And so basically $15 a year, you can enter Argentina as much as you like as a visitor. And that is because we charge the Argentinians to get a visa to visit the United States. If an Argentinian wants to visit the United States, they actually have to go through the process of getting a visa. They're not allowed, like a lot of other countries, particularly European countries, to enter for 90 days on their passport. They have to have a visa endorsement other than their passport. So, to get back at us, they charge us $150. I don't blame them. Frankly, well worth the money even for one trip. Love Argentina. Also, Uruguay. Uruguay doesn't have the reciprocity fee. You can just go to Uruguay if you're already in Argentina. And it's awesome. Take the ferry. Trust me, take a day. Rent a scooter. You will not be disappointed at all. So, I'm very excited that I have both these documents now. I feel very official. I've been working on my Italian every day. Getting better every day. I am starting to write my curriculum vitae in Italian. That is tough. That is very tough when you don't know the language very well. I'm going to have my friends help me, obviously. It's all part of the next great adventure. Wherever that's going to take me, who knows? We're going to find out. It's going to be pretty cool. And we're going to get there. So, more running stuff. Let's get into more running stuff, please. So, as I said, feet, most important thing. Because the feet are what's doing all the work. People talk about their legs. Well, the feet is what's contacting the ground. They're those shock absorbers. They're taking all the punishment. Your legs are just moving your feet forward. That's all that is. So, take care of your feet. New shoes. New insoles when you need them. The right socks. Take care of your feet. And the rest will all follow. It's as simple as that. I am going to get a new Garmin because my old Garmin's kind of beat up. The fire, I think, took some life out of it. And it's not a big deal. I had a 110. I mean, it does the job, right? It gives you GPS location, where you're going. Tracks your time, your pace. And connects the web with that awful, awful clip. That's my one giant complaint, is that clip. And, it gets the job done. I can't really complain about it. As I said, I think the fire messed it up more than anything else. So, I've been hemming and hawing between the 220 and the 620 from Garmin. Obviously, price is pretty much my consideration. That, and I'm not really sure I'm going to have use of all the features of the 620. Because while I do a lot of miles, I don't really give a good crap about how I do the miles. I know I should. I should be competitive. I should be alpha. I should be an athlete. But I don't really care. I just want to get the miles done. I want to have a little bit of fun. I want to have some numbers to crunch because that's fun for me. Math is fun for me. I admit it. Ain't no shame in it. But, so, the 220 gives a fair amount of numbers. And it's color display, so that'll be fun. And there's some customizing that you can do with it. Have different pages for different stats that you want to look at. So I've been looking into it. And I'm thinking I'm going to go with the 220, but you never know. And I'm going to wait a while until we're back in the house and we have most of our stuff. You know, obviously beds and electronics and stuff like that. Big ticket stuff set up and ready to go so that I know where I am budget-wise on everything. Because, there's going to be big expenses coming up. I mean, beds, you're looking at like $1,000 a piece, right? For new mattress sets. and probably a couple $1,000 in TVs and stuff like that. And, you know, yeah, the insurance company gave me money, but who knows how far it's going to go. Because they didn't pay us full for so much stuff. They just kind of gave us a little bit of everything, and then they said, well, whatever you replace, send us the receipt, and then we will send you the rest of the money for it. So, you know, it's difficult. It's not easy. And we got to figure it out. So, go through, get that all figured out, and then I'll worry about running watches and stuff like that. Maybe I'll have enough left over to take a nice trip somewhere. Because I'm really starting to think about December 20th in Puglia. The Puglia Marathon starts in Trani, ends down the coast, and I really think I should do that. I really want to run that race. I wanted to run it last year. When I found out about it, it was too late. I had already made my travel plans, and I was arriving a week late, and I couldn't change them because I used airline miles. And so now that I know when it is, I'd much rather run that than Rome, honestly. I like the South. I'm a Southern boy. I am registered in Barletta. It is in Puglia. It is just north of Trani. You know, I really want to run that marathon. It's where I like to be. It's where I really enjoy life more so than anywhere else. I mean, and I enjoy life. I'm a pretty happy, you know, positive dude. I try to be, right? You see it. This is me here. This isn't, I'm not acting. I'm not being somebody else. I'm not being who I think you want me to be. I'm not being who I think will sell. I'm not being who I think will be viral on the internet. No, I'm just being me, and I'm sharing my thoughts and stuff with you. And I'm glad that you're, you know, there. And feel free to share back. I've said that like a million times. Feel free to share back. You can totally share back whenever you want. Write a post on gilcanrun.com. Check me out on Facebook at gilcanrun. There's Twitter nonsense and Google Plus stuff and whatever you want to do. You can find me. I make myself visible. And feel free to share it with anyone you want to share with. If you're like, you know what? You know who dig this guy? My buddy Frank or whatever. Then, you know, go share it with Frank. Say, hey, Frankie, check this shit out, right? Whatever. Just, I'm not paying for advertising. I don't have advertisers. I'm never going to try and sell you anything. Maybe one day I'll get advert. Maybe one day, you know, it'll be big and, you know, Garmin and New Balance will want to sponsor me or something. I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to do this because it's fun. I'm going to do it for as long as I can do it. I'm going to do it because people keep telling me that I'm entertaining them. And that makes me feel good. And if I could be uplifting and entertaining, then I'm happy. So, I'm just being me, sharing myself with you. Feel free to share back. Feel free to spread the word. Feel free to spread the love. Feel free to spread the peace. It's kind of all together and all important. You know, and that's the thing. And actually, I was just watching this thing about, you know, John Lennon kind of mashup of interviews, right? A collage of interviews. We see mashup. I don't know why. Because we dumb everything down, right? So, and he was saying, you know, he was explaining what him and Yoko Ono were doing. And he's like, well, you know, I can't be an avant-garde artist. She can't be a rock and roll musician. What we have in common is love. And how can we do something with that? Well, we can spread the word of love and peace. And that's what Yoko and I are trying to do. And I think we've all lost this message in the world that what they were trying to do was sell peace. They were advertising peace. They were saying, literally, on billboards and in a song, war is over if you want it. That it was our decision to have peace or war. And it is. We tend to think that people in the government make this decision. Well, in the end, we are the government. If you go out and vote for people That's who you're voting for. If you don't go out and vote, then whoever wins is who you ended up voting for. Particularly if you were going to vote for the other guy, or if you're not paying attention, you're just voting for everything to stay the same. Which, if you're complaining about how things are and then you're not voting, then you're an idiot. I'm sorry, I probably just pissed off a bunch of people. But that's the truth of the matter. And I get it, okay? I understand that in a lot of places it seems like voting is very much fixed. And it is. But if you get out there and you keep voting and you keep making your voice be heard, it makes it much harder for people to corrupt the process. If everybody voted, it would be much harder to corrupt the process. Because now you have a lot more that you have to do in order to corrupt the system. You see what I'm saying? So, with a small volume of things, it's easy to adjust. When only 30% of the population that's eligible to vote votes, which is what you get in a presidential election year, you get about 30 to 40% or so, if I'm not mistaken. When only one-third of the possible voting population is voting, it is much easier to make things appear the way you want them to appear, because you have a much smaller data set that is much easier to manipulate. Because much smaller irregularities that are needed in order to get the outcome that you want. When you have closer to 100% of the population that can vote voting, now, in order to perpetrate any sort of fraud, you have to do something major. A lot of the fraud that we see isn't actual fraud. What it is the way in America voting is set up. That you vote for a state legislature. The state legislature gets to take the census numbers every 10 years. Census is constitutionally mandated. Every 10 years, we must count the people in the United States because we are representative democracy, and it's based on the number of people living in a district. So you need to know how many districts you need, so you need to count the people. So, fill out your census. Even more important. But, so every 10 years, the state legislatures get to take this data and split up the districts again. Why do they get to split up the districts again? Because populations change. People move out, people move in, people die, people are born, whatever. Population changes, you have to redistrict. So, what do? They do this thing called gerrymandering most of the places. And what gerrymandering is you take, like, you cut out sections where you know you're going to have voters that are going to vote for what you want them to vote for. And you make it so that, you know, those districts are much harder for the opposition to win. And it seems like over the last couple decades, every time it's been up to vote for legislatures, certain people have won, and they get to do their gerrymandering. And now, even though you have these districts, or you have these states where most people are like, you know, well, I'd vote for this guy. They never win. Why do they never win? Because the way the district is drawn up, they can't win. So, that's most of the fraud in the system. The way to fix it is to go out and keep voting, and eventually it will fix itself. Trust me, it will. You know, the other thing to do is if you can't find a candidate that you want to vote for, then you got to run. Simple as that. I did not do that in the special election for mayor. I did not want to vote for any candidate in the special election for mayor in my town. But everything happened so quickly, it's not like an outsider really could have put together a campaign and done all that. Particularly an outsider with no money like me. So, I didn't do that. I don't think I, at this point, will run for mayor, even if I don't like the candidates, simply because, as I said, I don't know where the next adventure is going to take me. I'm looking for the next adventure right now. I'm not settled. I'm not happy where I am as far as physically. That doesn't mean I'm not happy. It just means that I feel like I need to be out there. I need to be doing something. And I don't feel like I need to be here right now. Which makes me not want to be here. Because I don't feel like there's really much more that I can do here. So, as I said, going to wait and see what the next adventure takes me to. So, find out where your next adventure is going to take you. Also, as I said, make sure to share gilcanrun.com. Oh, that is the alarm. Let me shut that off so you're not hearing in the background. So, gilcanrun.com, gilcanrun on Facebook. You can find me on the Twitters, on the Googles, on the all over the interwebs. I'm there. I'm in the interwebs stalking you. I don't know. No, I'm not. But, so, go out there, spread the word if you like it. If you don't like it, then, you know, whatever. You don't like it. I'm sorry. I'm not your cup of tea. But tell a friend that you think you might like, who you might think might like this. So, go ahead, enjoy. Episode 5's in the books. Thank you so much. I will check out you guys next week before the big marathon, and we will have some more fun and more weird or cool or fun stuff to talk about. I mean, we got probes going to Pluto and Ceres and all over the place. We got tons to talk about. I mean, and I keep myself to 45 minutes or so, and now I'm going way over. But so I'm going to get out, let you guys go, go about your day, have fun, make a difference, make something happen. This is your call to action, your call to sanity, your call to have some fun with life, whatever. Get out there and run, keep running, and we'll see you again next week. All right, take it easy.